From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. On September 24th, Representative Antonio Delgado backed impeaching the president for the first time. On Twitter, he wrote, and I quote, "The first responsibility of the president of the United States is to keep our country safe, but it has become clear that our president has placed his personal interest above the national security of our nation. I believe articles of impeachment are warranted," end quote. Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck who represents the 19th Congressional District, joins Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam who represents the 20th Congressional District, in favor of beginning impeachment proceedings in the U.S. House of Representatives. New reports say Donald Trump withheld money from Ukraine in an order to get that country to investigate the son of a political rival of the president, Joe Biden. National Republican Congressional Committee spokesperson Michael McAdams responded to Delgado's announcement saying, and I quote, "In a district President Trump won by more than 6 points, Antonio Delgado's decision to pursue impeachment will be a political death sentence," end quote. CNN currently reports at least 153 of the 235 Democrats in the House favor impeachment. Heather Kovar is reporting for WRGB-TV. A Columbia County woman attending a birthday party over the weekend was attacked by a rabid gray fox. The incident occurred September 21st at the Rojan Boat Club near Germantown. Witnesses say the fox came out of the woods and then bit and scratched Sue Hoyland. Hoyland's friends spoke to CBS on her behalf, saying the incident was, and I quote, "pure panic," end quote. The Columbia County Health Department has confirmed the fox tested positive for rabies. Edward Coons, Director of Environmental Health Services for the Columbia County Health Department, said this was not the first fox to test positive for rabies in the county. Coons said, and I quote, "The concern is we started out 2019 with a heavy burden of raccoon rabies. This continued into late spring and early summer," end quote. Then last month, a gray fox tested positive after it attacked a woman in Hudson. Coons is advising pet owners to keep dogs and cats up to date on their shots. Anyone who comes into contact with a wild animal is asked to contact the health department at 518-828-3358. And you can read the full story at cbs6albany.com. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Governor Andrew Cuomo, September 20th, announced a statewide effort to crack down on underage drinking during the month of October. Law enforcement agencies will work with the State Liquor Authority and the State Department of Motor Vehicles to conduct underage drinking checks at locations suspected of selling alcohol to minors, including bars, restaurants, liquor stores, and grocery stores. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said his department works with state authorities to conduct these investigations. He said, and I quote, "We do routine checks with local retail stores that sell beer, and we use underage people. We find more often than not that our stores are in compliance," end quote. Coxsackie Police Chief Sam Minto said his department works side by side with state police to conduct sweeps. Minto said, and I quote, "We work in conjunction with the state police, and they initiate these sweeps. They are very good about contacting local agencies and taking input regarding problematic spots in the community," end quote. He said the last violation for selling alcohol to underage customers in Coxsackie was about 2 years ago. Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman, founder of the addiction recovery organization Chatham Cares For You, said he supports the state's initiative. He said, and I quote, "In Chatham, our retailers have been pretty good. I am pretty confident that any type of initiative will find that our retailers are checking IDs. The initiative of doing checks and enforcing and regulating has helped keep everyone on their toes. It keeps people honest," end quote. According to the State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, drinking alcohol before age 21 can interfere with brain development, causing learning difficulties well into the early 20s. Early alcohol use is also associated with poor grades, absenteeism, and higher school dropout rates, according to the state agency. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the opening of the UN General Assembly this week means big business for New York Stewart International Airport. The Orange County Transport Hub is used by many foreign leaders to park their official government aircraft. The annual event means additional aircraft landing and parking fees and fuel charges. Planes from Qatar and Spain were among the dozen or so planes on the tarmac September 23rd. Stewart is chosen for several reasons, including security, lack of congestion, and cheaper cost than New York metropolitan airports. The planes are handled at Stewart by Signature Air and Atlantic Aviation. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Diane Valden is reporting for the Columbia paper on the results of the Relief Janssen Library's Community Conversation Initiative. The project began in April with a series of public conversations held at various locations in the community. A total of 54 people, residents of Ancrum, Copec, and Hillsdale, participated. All but four of the participants were over the age of 50. The library took on the initiative to become more familiar with the community it serves. The conversations reveal that people want a sense of connection and community spirit. Their concerns focused on connections, communications, and economic challenges. Obstacles to connecting with others in the community include the rural character of the place, differences between long-time versus new residents, and weekenders versus full-time residents. When asked about communications, participants said they are unaware what is going on or where to get information. Economic challenges include a lack of good-paying jobs, skills to fill jobs, a lack of affordable housing, and a lack of public transportation. More specific concerns included the impact of short-term rentals on the housing market and the sense of community and the lack of broadband access. What would make a difference? According to the findings, residents would like more places and events for diverse groups to come together. Development of a local newsletter or a website listing services and events for the Rojan area, vocational training to help students develop job skills, and business development that caters to changing demographics such as seniors and second homeowners. Conversation participants said they do not trust their town board to act on issues of concern, but they do have faith in the Hillsdale Safe at Home Committee, Ancrumdale Neighbors Helping Neighbors, the Copec Grange, and Library. The findings will be used to develop the library's five-year strategic plan. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.